Activists in Syria say that government troops killed at least 17 protesters today as thousands took to the streets in almost every part of the country, including the capital, Damascus. The uprising against the rule of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is now in its seventh month. Today, many people carried banners reading, "We will continue until we bring down the regime." And videos on an opposition website show people chanting, "We want the president executed." The Syrian government admits the need for reform, but says it's fighting terrorists. The BBC's Owen Bennett Jones is in Lebanon near the Syrian border. Owen, tell us about where you are and what you're hearing today.
Well, let me just describe the picture to you, perhaps. I'm sitting just right near the border, about a kilometre or so away, and watching a bunch of villagers who are spending the afternoon talking, many of them from the village here and some just from across the way in Syria, refugees. Bunch of about 10 men and then an outer circle of women veiled and children, and they're all talking about Syria, what's going on inside, what should happen, what should NATO do, what is the prospect of them getting back to their homes. And I've just been chatting to that group of men, and they said, most of them, they didn't think it would be possible to go back home for 2 years. They don't expect this to be solved anytime soon, and inside Syria the conflict goes on.
You've also been reporting on the incursion by Syrian troops yesterday into Lebanon. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, this is within a few hundred metres of where I am now, and it's really quite an extraordinary event, really, because yesterday what happened was some Syrian troops came over the border, and the villagers have given a very clear account, and it's substantiated by the Lebanese army statement on this. So the Syrians came in, and they set up a checkpoint in Lebanon, and then the local villagers all called their sort of contacts in military intelligence and so on and said, look, you better get down here, which they did. And before the Lebanese soldiers knew what was happening, they were being fired on. And the Syrians destroyed a vehicle, eventually sort of went back into their own side, but kept firing. And everyone says, A, they knew they were across the border, and B, they knew they were firing at Lebanese soldiers. And then later on in the evening, a local lad, this is what the villagers are telling me, pointed a toy sort of laser thing at the Syrian soldiers just across the border, and they took it very badly and fired back. And one man was injured in that exchange of fire.
What is the government saying about what's going on in Syria right now?
I've just spoken to the Syrian government spokeswoman, actually, who put up the stalwart defence that she normally does, saying that all the YouTube videos that we see of people being killed in the streets are fake, that the opposition is consisting of armed gangs who are firing on the security forces, and that it is entirely appropriate for the security forces to try and clean up the streets and restore law and order, and that there is a reform process underway which, if only people would give it a chance to work, would put an end to all these problems. That's what they say.
We've heard the story, Owen Bennett-Jones, of this top Syrian official who defected from the army and fled to Turkey. He's now turned up in Damascus, retracting key claims that the army had been ordered to fire on opponents of the government. Can you tell us who he is, and do you believe what he's saying?
This is Lieutenant Colonel Hussein Hamouche. Now, he was the most senior defector. So he turned up in Turkey in a refugee camp saying he was starting an association of free officers who would be fighting the fight for the opposition. And then a week ago, his brother was killed. And now we see him on television with a confession that many people don't find terribly convincing, very monosyllabic answers, recanting, really, like a religious recanting. And he's saying that, you know, so he was all put up to it by the Muslim Brotherhood and various other sort of government enemies. So the government insists it's a genuine interview, it's a confession. They can't account for the fact that he was in Turkey and then turned up in Syria in government hands, effectively. I just wonder whether he went across, as some of these senior officers who've defected are doing, trying to get more defectors, trying to organise proper resistance, and that maybe he got arrested, possibly the same time his brother was killed in the same operation. But that's all speculation. The fact is, he was a senior defector. He was an important person as a figurehead for those officers and men who've defected from the army, and now the Syrians have got him back.
Owen, we've been watching this for the last 5 months in Syria. We've seen other leaders fall in this region, most recently Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. What do you think is going to happen in Syria moving forward?
Well, I've been talking about this with people. I was just in Tripoli. That's Tripoli, Lebanon, not Libya. Just talking it through with a whole lot of people there, because Tripoli, you know, very much mirrors what happens in Syria in some ways. Got a rather similar population breakdown. And the view everyone seems to have is that, A, it's going to go on for a very, very long time, and B, that if President Bashar al-Assad keeps going like this and just kills people as they come out onto the streets, then there's not much the opposition can do. And, you know, I have been talking to opposition activists who are definitely thinking the same thing. They're sort of thinking, look, we've laid this on for 6 months, these protests. People have been extraordinarily courageous about it. I mean, despite the fact they're taking very high casualties, and it doesn't work. So what next? Well, one guy I spoke to was going in trying to organise strikes, you know, and maybe to persuade some of the businessmen that they should close down their factories on strike days. They need something, you know, to ratchet it up, because at the moment it's a stalemate, and the people who are taking the most casualties are the civilian protesters.
Can you compare the opposition in Syria to the rebels in Libya in any way?
Well, first of all, we don't know an awful lot about it because none of us are allowed to go to Syria and report on it properly. But the obvious point to make is there are various disparate elements within the opposition. So there are Kurdish groups, for example. There are Islamist groups, for example. There are secular democratic groups. And they, frankly, to date, haven't really got their act together in terms of putting together an alternative, credible government that the West could talk to, perhaps, and that Syrian people could look to. They are trying. They've got this council together that they announced just in Istanbul just this week. And we'll see. Maybe that will emerge as a credible body, but I think people are sort of not sure yet. You know, they think the opposition's still got work to do on this.
What is the perception about what the US response has been to events in Syria?
Well, just talking with all these gentlemen here in the village, some of them say NATO's got to come in, one plane overhead and everyone would defect and the whole thing will be over. A few others say no, if you do that then it'll just lead to lots of bloodshed and violence and it won't resolve anything and it will help the regime say that it's all a plot against it. You know, everyone's convinced that America's not on their side, if you like. So the regime is saying America's against us. The opposition is saying America's doing nothing for us. I mean, as ever, perhaps America can't win whatever it does. The fact is, to date, this struggle is an internal struggle. It pitches two very equally matched forces against each other, the government and these people who are protesting, and its resolution will be a very important moment in Syrian history, and we're not yet at the stage where we can say who is going to prevail.
The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones speaking to us from Lebanon's border with Syria. Owen, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.